everyone, it's me, Srijay. Sorry the podcast episode took so long. So, let's get started with the episode. Guess what? Did you know Ninjago is not only a TV show, but it is also a LEGO theme? After all the LEGO shows produced by LEGO are LEGO themes as well. Some examples are LEGO City Adventures, LEGO Hidden Set, LEGO Next of Nights, LEGO Bionicle, LEGO Hero Factory, LEGO Jurassic World, and many more. By the way, these are really good shows that I would recommend, but I haven't watched all of them. And all LEGO themes have LEGO sets, which are toys. It is so cool since you could play with toys connected to Ninjago or other shows and recreate scenes in the show. In the show, there are specific items filled with power that the ninja use to defeat a villain, fight with, and want to get. However, one collectible item, the Jade Blades, have no powers, so they are there for fun. The first collectible item, the Golden Weapons, were used 2 or 3 times. The Golden Weapons' second appearance as a collectible item was in Season 1, Rise of the Snakes alongside the Fang Blades. It was the Golden Weapons' second time as a collectible item since Ninjago released a special called the Pilot Episodes as an introduction. Also, collectible items don't need to be weapons, as Season 8 Sons of Garmadon's collectible item were the Oni Masks, and Season 9 Hunted's collectible item was the Dragon Armor. Not only that, but there are sets that have all the collectibles, like 2507 Fire Temple, 70505 Temple of Light, 70626 Dawn of the Iron Doom, 70643 Temple of Resurrection, 70654 Diesel Knot, 70655 The Dragon Pit, 70670 Monastery of Spinjitzu, 71712 Temple of Madness, 71722 Skull and Sorcerer's Dungeons. However, most of these sets are really costly, ranging around $100. In the show, they are really powerful weapons that help the ninja. For example, they needed the Arrow Blades to fight the Ghost Warriors, the Dragon Armor helped Wu defeat Iron Baron, the Golden Weapons contained the Elements of Creation, the Elemental Blade substituted the Golden Weapons, the Blades of Deliverance helped Cole fight the Skull Sorcerer, and the ninja needed the Kitanas to confront Onigami. Also, the ninja need to get the collectible items to prevent the villains from reaching their goals. For instance, the ninja needed to get at least one Fang Blade to stop Pytor from unleashing the Great Devourer. They needed the Skulls of Forbidden Spinjitzu to stop Esfera getting her revenge on Wu. Jay needed the Jin Blade to get the rest of the ninja and stop Nauticon's wedding. The ninja needed the Time Blades to stop Crux and Acronix from going into the past. The ninja needed the Techno Blades to reboot the technology of Neo Ninjago City. The ninja needed the Oni Mask to stop Garmadon's resurrection, since he died when the Cursed Realm was destroyed by Nia. Well, everyone, that's today's episode. So, see you in the next episode. Bye till then.